Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and our next guests in studios have traveled quite a way to be with us, and we're glad to have them. It is Hitesh and Vicky Ramchandani. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hi.
You guys are authors and motivational speakers. You want to tell our listeners a little bit about your story?
Okay. Hitesh, why don't you go first, tell them a little bit about the start, and then I'll carry on from there.
Right. Sure. So yeah, I'm from Singapore. What's so special about me is that I'm born with cerebral palsy. During my birth, a negligence took place. I was actually a breech baby. Once a breech baby, I was upside down in my mother's stomach, and the doctors were recommended to do a C-section, which is to cut the tummy and take out the baby. But the doctors didn't follow the orders. He did the normal delivery. And due to that, I was born upside down. So usually when you're born, your head comes out first. My leg came out first, and my head got stuck in my mother's womb for 90 seconds.
So cut off oxygen in the process. And
correct. So due to that 90 seconds, I lost oxygen, and that resulted in cerebral palsy. When people meet me for the first time, they always ask, "Are you drunk?" I say, "No, I'm not drunk, but I think the doctor was drunk." The day I was born, the doctor said I'm going to die within 24 hours. 25 years have gone. I'm alive, but I think the doctor died.
You meet him. I would also add very much alive. You guys have a lot of personality and a lot of presence. So welcome to Radio Entrepreneurs. Yeah. You've written a book. I imagine it talks about your story and your journey.
That's right.
You're now on a speaking tour, and you guys are motivational speakers. Tell us a little bit about that journey.
All right. So we just flew from Singapore. We had few events. Right now we are in Boston. Tomorrow we'll be talking at Babson College. The topic is global leadership, and what was it?
So we're speaking at Babson College tomorrow on three things in particular. The very first thing is inclusion and diversity for people with disabilities in the workplace today. The second thing is entrepreneurship in the 21st century, because as you would know, Babson is known for their entrepreneurship. And the third topic is global leadership in a more focused area, because as much as you want to be a global leader, it has to be in a very focused way in order to get the best results. So these are the three things which we are actually speaking on, and that's the main reason that we actually flew 33 hours, like you said, from Singapore to Boston, as well as to be here on Radio Entrepreneurs. And thanks once again for having us.
No,
and
it's all right.
We might have one more engagement on Saturday with few business leaders.
So you guys are in the midst of building a brand, and the name of your book, and is it your organization as well, Better Than Normal?
It is. There's a really interesting story behind Better Normal, which I'll get Hitesh to share with you a little bit about. But let me just share the bigger picture and the bigger purpose behind Better Normal. The whole idea behind Better Normal is we want to inspire 50 million people by 2050, by 2050, to become better than normal. And what does better normal actually mean? It means to, you know, stretch out of your comfort zone to become the best version of yourself, to define your own normal, because who wants to be normal in today's world?
And what is normal?
What is normal? Exactly. So that's why whenever we speak, I'm sure the listeners today and even yourself before today, better normal didn't mean anything. But I have a good feeling that after today, whenever you talk about normal, you'll always be linking it back to being better normal. And Hitesh, why don't you share how the title Better Normal actually came about?
All right, sure. So when I was 12 years old, my condition was very bad. Literally 10 times worse than what you're visually seeing now. I was small, I couldn't even walk properly, I couldn't speak properly, like literally very bad. Every day in school, I used to get bullied and picked on. So one day I got frustrated, I went home to my dad, I banged the table, I shouted. I asked him, "Dad, why am I not normal?" and how can I be normal? So my dad was baffled. He did not know how to respond to a 12-year-old kid. He said, look, son, you may never be normal because there's no cure for your condition, so forget being normal. But if you work hard and promise me never to give up in life, forget normal. I promise you one day you will be better than normal. Hmm. And that story impacted me, and as I grew up, I wrote a book on it, Better Than Normal.
So really incredible story and incredible journey, obviously, and you've overcome, obviously, your disability and hardship. And I think what I'm getting is your message is that people can overcome incredible hardship in their lives if they put the effort and the attention and work hard.
Yeah.
And you're obviously living proof of that. You function, obviously, in as much an quote, normal capacity as you can. You're in a mainstream environment, and you're speaking publicly. If I sat across the table, I probably have very little indication that there was anything, you know, physically, at least visibly different. But obviously...
Yep. That's because the amount I have trained.
And you're obviously very determined because you work hard at it every day.
Yeah.
So that's really an incredible story. So what are some of the underlying messages that you want to deliver? And I know you're delivering to the business community, in particular entrepreneurs, but it sounds like you're delivering to not only students, but anybody.
Yeah.
That it's okay, that you can be a leader, that you can step up and have an opportunity and through hard work, perseverance. What other messages?
So one of my biggest message, my core message is, no matter who you are in life, where you are, you will face problem, you'll face obstacle. You can be a kid of a rich man, a poor man, no matter what, you're going to face problems. But when you face problems, you have two options. Number one, you can give up. Number two, you can get up. Whatever option you choose, that designs your destiny. And it's sad that majority of the time people choose to give up. That's why they end up living a normal life, not a better than normal life.
Hmm. So what do you think that it is within you? And was that an inflection point of sorts at 12 years old when your father said to you, you know, one day you'll be better than normal, and it stuck with you? What drove you? What was your personal inspiration that drove you to overcome?
My personal inspiration has been my environment. I've been in a supportive environment since young. My parents always brainwashed me that I'm a normal kid. I can do everything like anyone else could. I can beat any adversity. And of course, my cousin brother Vicky has been supportive since young, giving me all the positive information. So however your environment is, you indulge and become that person. So whenever I was told good stuff, my brain kept downloading it.
Mm. So you really personalized it and said, I can.
I can. I'll make it happen.
And on the cover of your book, you can hold it up for the camera so you see on video that you're actually holding on to what you guys would term a football. In America, we call a soccer ball. But you've been a competitive athlete as well.
Yeah.
And that's probably not a common situation with a person with your illness, right? I would imagine it's quite unique.
In fact, I'll let Vicky share the story of how the football journey started.
It's actually a really interesting story because I used to play, me and Itesh used to play football or soccer, whatever you want to call it, very often when we were younger. And, you know, we used to have these Sunday games where Hitesh used to come with me. But because he has cerebral palsy and because, you know, amateurs, we think we are professionals, we go in really hard, the people can be really rough. So he would only get about 5 to 10 minutes of play time in a full 90 minutes game. But he would still come for every single game, every single Sunday without fail, knowing Hitesh being him. He would still be hopeful that somebody else got injured so he got a chance to play. But then he would still come. But they reached a point where I think 2 or 3 months into this league that we actually have where Hitesh got frustrated. He at the end of one match where he only got to play about 3 to 5 minutes. And he came to me at the end of the game. He said, Vicky, I'm upset. And I said, why are you upset? He said, I come every single week. I'm always the first one on the pitch. I'm always the last one to leave. But then I only get to play about 3 to 5 minutes. I don't think it's fair. And then I felt it because I realized at that point of time that, yes, I noticed that, yes, he's been there every single game, but he's not getting to play. And then I told him, I splurted it out like what I always do. I just, to make him feel better, I said, Hitesh, why don't you join the Paralympics football team? Or why don't you join the Singapore Cerebral Palsy football team? And then he looked at me and then he was like, is there such a thing? I said, I'm sure there is. I mean, if there's competitive football, I'm sure there's Paralympics football as well. You've heard of the Olympics. And at that point of time was when the Paralympics was picking up a lot more in Asia, in Singapore as well. And that's when Hitesh said he went home, he Googled it up. Next week went for the trials, got into the team, obviously, because there are not that many players with cerebral palsy. But then he's been in the team and he played. He's been there for about 3 years and he played for 3 years. And now he's taking a little break from competitive football to focus on the speaking career that he's got.
Oh, it was a wonderful, inspirational on so many levels that you're obviously an incredibly determined person. And you've obviously overcome tremendous adversity to be where you are today. So it's really a testament, and it's great to meet you guys. It's very inspirational to see. So what's next? Where do you hope to take I assume it's a business, the entrepreneurial venture that you're on. Where do you hope to take it? What's on the horizon?
All right, so now for now, the main market we are focusing on is India, because that's a huge market, and India is a third world country, it's still developing. So as entrepreneurs, you always look for problems. So there's a lot of problems there, which equates to opportunity. And of course, since we are Indians, we thought to give back a bit more to our home, where we came from. So right now we are focusing mainly a bit more on the Indian market.
Okay.
And we are growing a big brand there. We have started with working with a couple of the celebrities there, trying to do more shows.
And is it largely a function of getting your message out we can talk about brand extension, but really making people aware of the opportunity. Yeah. I mean, it's one thing to have a brand. It's a whole other thing to deliver the message that you're delivering.
To be honest, the end goal is to end up in Bollywood.
Yeah, it's one of the major motion picture stars.
That's what
Hitesh, like Slumdog Millionaire.
That's what Hitesh won. But I've always told Hitesh before we even started Better Than Normal that if you help enough people get what they want, you will eventually get what you want. And that's why at the very start we put out such a big number where we said we want to inspire 50 million people by 2050. And whenever we tell people this particular message, they either laugh at us or they look down on us, because they said, first thing, number one, being from Singapore where the population is only 5 million, how can you inspire 50 million? So strategically we decided moving to India, 1.3 billion people. You can't go wrong with that. And then 2050 is a long time. So this lets people know that we are in this for the long run. We are not here just to, make a quick buck in the short run, go public or something like that. It's something which we are passionate about. And I feel as an entrepreneur, you need to be, I'm not a fan of businessmen, entrepreneurs who start a business with the end goal of selling it. Because I feel that if you're starting a business, it's something which you have to be passionate about. It's something which you want to be doing on a day-to-day basis. And I don't think that there's anything else in the world that Hitesh and me would rather be doing than what we're doing right now, which is speaking, inspiring, getting the message across, getting to meet new people, getting on shows like this and getting our message across. And yeah, I think that sums it up.
For even you and all the listeners, if you want to connect or find out more about us or watch our videos, do check out our Facebook, YouTube, and of course, Instagram page. You can look for Better Than Normal.
That's what I was just going to ask you. You're stealing my thunder over there. Yeah. Why don't you go across your platforms, and Better Than Normal is the best way? Yeah. And is there a website?
Yeah, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram.
These are the three. So, these are the three major places where Hitesh is very active on a day-to-day basis. And on top of being active over there, we are also actively. That's one reason why we came to the US. We want to get the message across to the US as well and get Better Normal to become eventually a global brand. But we are also looking for keynote engagements, speaking engagements to universities, to corporate events in the US as well. So if you feel that the message resonates with you, then you can always find us at these platforms and reach out to us.
And is there an old school way via email to reach out to you?
Yes, there is. It's actually hitesh.betterthannormal@gmail.com. So we're still on Gmail because that's when Hitesh is most comfortable, although we've got our website, which is betterthannormal.life. But we are looking to rebrand the website. So betterthannormal.life is the website. And the email again is hitesh.betterthannormal@gmail.com.
Usually when audiences have questions, they message me on Facebook.
So that's the best bit. Most active on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm highly active. You can message me on Better Than Normal Facebook page. But of course, I only reply to girls.
There you go. Well, we wish you guys continued success and much success on your journey. You know, it really is inspirational to be with you and to hear your story. And it sounds to me like you're going to be a tremendous success at what you're doing and spreading that message. So really appreciate you stopping into Radio Entrepreneurs and sharing your story with our audience. Our guests in the studio are Hitesh Ramchandani. I hope I didn't butcher that too badly. And Vicky Ramchandani. And we really appreciate you guys coming on, Better Than Normal. And we'll be back shortly with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.